How come you Europeans don't? Why aren't you guys circumcised?
What?
I'm not complaining. No. Just there's a question.
Ton of Europeans that are circumcised.
Where?
Are you recording that, man, already?
Why not?
Why are we starting off like that? That's way too quick. I put on my radio and you're talking about somebody being circumcised. Like, God damn.
Man. Welcome to episode 15.
Maybe.
Caught me off guard. That was the point, I guess.
Welcome. And we have again Christian.
Christian.
In our studio.
Yeah, that's the next week.
Next week.
Welcome.
Ooh. Welcome to the future. Back to the future.
Back to the future. How do you guys know each other? I didn't ask that question.
I don't remember how we met.
Some party.
Party.
No?
No, I don't know.
Neither one of you guys remember how you met?
That is weird. We were not drunk.
I just remember.
Are you like relatively new friends or a couple years? Or?
Yeah, no years. No, it's a couple months, right? You don't remember.
I don't dare to say anymore.
What? Oh, I don't care. Do I care?
No.
No, I do care because it's ridiculous because we don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
That is ridiculous.
You guys, men have terrible memories. No, I
do. I'll recall.
Right. You just randomly shout out in the middle of the show.
I will.
I remember.
Now I know.
Who's older?
I know you from the podcast. Come on.
You met us from the podcast?
I mean, come on. I'm famous, guys. You don't know me? Everybody does know me. Come on.
That's how we met, Ilana.
Okay.
In the studio.
Well, not in the studio. I reached out and said, hey.
I want to be on the podcast.
I want to be on your podcast.
So what's happened with the circumcised stuff like in the beginning of the episode you talk about?
Well, American girls, we always talk about foreign guys who aren't circumcised.
Do you like cheese?
That's gross.
Bro, what?
do you wanna have a cheese over your...
Why do you start like that?
Do you like it?
You're terrible. No, that joke is not cool.
But, some guys doesn't know what cheese means because they are circumcised.
No. No.
They can still get it.
Cut it off. Terrible. Say something positive, happy, funny about it.
Okay.
You want to be disgusting.
What a cheesy weather.
You're cheesy. So's your mom. Anyways, how old are you?
Just turned 30.
30. The dirty 30. This year?
January, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, I know, but still, that's relative.
Well, thank you.
What did you do for the big 3-0?
I got back from Miami and I stayed in Chicago.
Did you party in Miami for your birthday?
I don't party like that. If it's not that day, to me, it's not a party. Most of the people do it that way. To me, it's more sentimental. It has to be that day.
How long have you been here?
About 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? I don't even know any of these questions. I'm so curious.
Right now, I'm just
doing a podcast.
Freelancer. That's what they say. I'm a freelancer, you know. They always come up with some stuff like that. Before that, I was doing freight brokerage.
Okay.
Before that, I was doing dispatch. And before that, I was driving a truck with my father. Before that, my very first job in the States, I was selling women's shoes for a commission downtown Macy's.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like that job?
No.
No?
No, ooh. But I don't. Actually, I was working merchandise. And then the girls, the managers, were seeing me once in a while. They're like, I need you on my team, bro. You got to come downstairs with the ladies. And I'm like, why should I go there? She's like, because you're going to make money. And because you're how old? 19? I'm like, yeah, I'm 19. She's like, well, you got to come. I'm like, sure. They were cool.
So what about in Bulgaria? Did you work something there?
No, I finished high school and I came.
Okay.
Are your parents here?
Just my father.
What's your dream job? Not job. Blow job.
Dream job? I don't know because people change throughout time.
True.
You know, the hobbies I like now are not the hobbies I used to like 10 years ago.
I don't even think I can answer that question. My dream job.
Maybe it's a mix of, I'll tell you what, meeting people, being in contact with them, but not selling them stuff.
I
don't
want to
sell nothing to you.
I hate that.
No, because Anyone who, well, it's too much, in my opinion. Selling is cool, but if I have to run after you to sell something, that's not a profession in my eyes. That's hustler, you know. No, people are doing it, you know, real estate, whatever. They make their money. They're happy. They're doing it. I just don't like that vibe. I don't want to step on you.
There's different kinds of selling. You can sell. I can sell things that people are already in the market for. Like, for instance, I work at a restaurant right now. I'm okay upselling food and selling food. They're there at the restaurant. They're there to eat. Same as like a realtor. You can sell someone a house because they're in the market for a house. I can't do the blind sales like, oh, try these new supplements
that
I have.
Stuff like that.
Oh my God, right? I hate it. These supplements are so great. And then if you want to be on my team, you can be on my team and you'll get a kit. And then the more people that you get on your team, then we make money. And like that whole like pyramid scheme of sales, I can't do that.
The way I like to sell, for example, is with somebody established, like established connection. I don't mean established big name or having the big money. No, I'm not after you. Right. You can be just super small company, but doing business with you is easy. And I love doing the business with you. And you like me too. And that's the connection. That's how I like working. But when I have to just randomly call people, build your portfolio is the worst thing. It doesn't matter where you start off. You know, any new job is beginning is terrible.
When you are young, like kid, what did you dream of? What you want to be astronaut? Do you want to go to the moon?
An astronaut?
Astronaut? I was a cosmonaut. Now we know why you're here, baby. I love it.
Tell me a little how to say
it. An astronaut.
Astronaut.
Yeah, an astronaut.
I'm going to say it for my friends. Hurricane Irma.
I'll tell you what I was
Hurricane
doing.
Irma.
Say Hurricane Irma.
Hurricane Irma.
Back in fifth grade, I liked the firefighters. They looked like brave and simple guys. I'm not simple. As you can see, I'm totally different from them. These guys, you know, if I get dirty on my scarf or something like that, I can go crazy, you know? They're not like that. They're men. You know,
you're not
old
a man.
School. No, I'm men, but they're just old school. You know what I mean? I love to be, but why am I talking about myself?
No, great. It's
we're just talking. And Elena is next.
You got questions for me?
You're next.
Okay.
Interrogation. So in fifth grade, there was a Republican. That's a different word, actually.
Okay.
For the Republic, for our country.
Okay.
Contests for schools all across the country in different cities.
Like for like student council kind of a thing?
No, it's for firefighters, actually.
Oh, okay.
We go to these huge stadiums and there's like representation teams of each school in the city. So I'm from the capital and let's say
Sofia.
And there's way too many schools there, obviously. So you can't do it in one day. It's like 4 days in a row. And let's say we're going on day two. And we have to compete with, let's say, 20, 30 schools. And there's minimum of 5 guys on the team. So from your... Not only from your school, but
for the firefighters,
cosmonaut, yeah.
For the cosmonaut?
And astronauts.
I got it.
Yes. So one is astronaut, the other cosmonaut, two firefighters, the fifth is in...
And then Hurricane Irma.
Hurricane Irma comes in. Hurricane Irma helps. But they teach you what you have to do before going to the contest. You really have to... Run, you got to get into the water, you have to fight with real fire. It was some crazy shit.
Yeah, I remember I watched these competitions.
Yes, similar.
I watched them, yeah.
You have to use the ladder. It's you got to be careful because you can get hurt.
Fifth grade?
Oh, yeah. I love it. This is we got to get physical. That's because we're crybabies.
Yeah,
now the kids
are
crybabies.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I don't want the teacher to come and blast me in the mouth or something, but you need a little spanking.
Learn your lesson.
Yes. You need a mentor. We have way too many distractions now. Way too many.
What's the biggest distraction?
I'll tell you what. Right now, all the technology, all the phones, all everything. you assume everything is so quick paced that you're missing something. You always want to be
that's true.
In it. Give me a better word. In not the stream.
Connected.
In the stream, in the connection of people, networking, stream of life.
Yeah.
Well, back in the days when probably I was a kid. And
back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Come on. Sing.
But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Woo!
Don't you know that song?
I don't.
He doesn't want to be disrupted, but thank you.
No, it's fine. Come on. It has to be fun.
From the astronaut.
We're not the Stasi here. Come on. So, you know what's the difference? I'll give you an example. Do you know Stevie Ray Vaughan?
That doesn't sound familiar.
He died in a helicopter crash in 1990. He was 35 at that time.
What did he do?
He was one of the best blues guitar players.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, at the level of Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Each to their own opinion, obviously, but he's regarded as one of the top two.
A great musician.
Yes. Let's put it this way. So what happened with him is, I was thinking like, I'm going through YouTube, you know, listening to some songs, Spotify, whatever. I don't want to bring names, but I'm already doing it. And then there's comments, and out of curiosity, I read some comments, and some guys are saying like, oh, I wish I was like him. Oh, I wish, but I don't have the time. And then I realized, well, you know what? Think about Stevie Ray Vaughan in the 70s when he was 20-something. And even in the 60s when he was 10 years old, 14, 15, in his puberty. This guy didn't have distractions like phones. And the girls are a distraction. Could be, yeah.
But you're not as connected.
Just like the guys could be distraction to a girl. But that's about it. And then you have school. You go home. And what do you have to do? You can read books, yeah, back then, yeah. You can paint if you want. Or you can play a guitar like your older brother, which he was doing. He was his mentor. And he would look at him and start playing, strumming the guitar. He was in love with it, and he would carry it every day, wherever he goes. He was infatuated with it.
Yeah.
He was crazy about it. Just like Maradona. Why was he one of the best football players, soccer in Europe, but football players? Because he grew up at that time. He was born in 1963, if I'm not mistaken. By the time he was 20, it was the early 80s. Not that advanced like now. Nope. He was with the ball. Well, he was poor, one thing. But he didn't have a choice. Sometimes not having a choice is better than having multiple choices, because you get
so
distracted and confused. See? Now we live in this world where you got to make your own choice, but are you well-educated? Not educated by certificate, but
life.
Experience in general.
That's such a lost art of growing up in an age where you went outside and you played, you touched things, you experienced life, you practiced music, instruments. None of that stuff happens anymore.
Not like that, yeah.
It's all technology-based.
Kids are not running around the streets playing basketball, volleyball, football, you know.
Nothing. I left my house first. I got up in the morning. I had a bowl of cereal. I was out the door all day long. I didn't come home until like right when the sun started to go down is when I had to come home. I would come inside. I'd be filthy, dirty. I played all day long. I had an imagination. I built things.
And what about your daughter now?
She sits inside in her room all day on technology.
And she doesn't even go to take the mail down from the
It sucks.
Have you tried to change that? Like tell her about how you grew up? I mean, not that
it's
it matters.
It's hard because I live downtown. So there's not even an opportunity for her to go and get out. I mean, she can take a walk if she wants, but the weather also sucks. My son, he did it. He was outside playing a lot.
You can find an excuse all the time.
That's true.
It's not about an excuse. It's about your passion. It's about your vision. It's about what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're from Chicago, for example, especially the city, rarely you would go out as a kid and just play.
Yeah, maybe it's where I grew up.
You know what happened last week in my area? I went to my barber And he say, man, it was all police in this area around. I say, what happened? There is a kidnapped girl, 5-year-old. So parents are scared too to lose their...
Hold on. Parents are always scared. It's more secure now than ever in my country, in our country. When we were kids, it was dangerous. I don't believe it's that dangerous like it used to be.
That's true. Also, last week when the kid was kidnapped, was it kidnapped from one of their parents?
Oh, the Amber Alert stuff?
Make less of the situation of a kidnapping, but you hear about kidnapping, but then you find out kidnapped from her dad.
Because they're divorced or whatever.
Because they're divorced.
Yeah.
When I was growing up...
Kidnap is different.
When there was a kidnap, it was fucking scary as shit because the child was abducted from some strange fucking man who was 50 years old who literally snatched the kid off the street.
Who
and
was
then
that? Ted Bundy?
Kind of, yes, but he was like snatching up women. But I mean, there was legit kidnappers, like killing children. So you hear that word kidnapper nowadays, and I have a tendency to be like, it's probably one of the parents.
Me too, because I see the Amber Alerts.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. That's totally different. I don't like how they use the words and the phrasing nowadays.
Yeah.
The government, whatever they're doing. I'm like, you're calling me a kidnapper?
What is my kid, for example. What is your big, the biggest, what you're
your biggest
of?
Fear?
Biggest fear.
Nowadays, with this society that we are, I think failure. You get, I think so. I would be embarrassed of just being failure.
Oh, interesting.
What about you, Elena?
Drowning. I can swim. I'm not a good swimmer at all. So that's my biggest fear. I'm not afraid of failure at all.
You got to fail to succeed.
You have to fail
well.
To grow and to learn and to stretch. And so I think failure is a part of life. Also, I'm a lot older. So I've come to terms
To admit that.
I always admit it.
You're older.
I always admit that.
Well, older by what, you know?
By
just
experience.
By age.
By experience.
Oh, okay, that's different because just...
No, not
putting the age.
Yeah, by age, sure, but I'm older by experience. Like failure, I've gone through, I don't even call them failures, but I would have been afraid of failure. Now, I don't care what people think about me. Mm. Like I'm more concerned about my own path and my own journey and how I want to get there. So people's perception of me, I don't really care.
I'm afraid of not trying.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm not trying to do something because... As you said, Christian, today, decision is taken. Either you take it or somebody else, but decision is taken. If you don't get the decision, somebody else is going to take it for the universe or whoever.
Even if you don't take decision, you've already made your choice.
Exactly.
Yeah, so somebody else will take it for you.
Yeah. If you don't make the decision, that's a decision that has been taken of.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm scared of, to don't take the decisions. To let somebody else make the decisions of my life.
Instead of you.
Instead of me.
So exactly. It's better to take action. And if it works out, it works out. Because if it doesn't, at least you've tried. Because if you don't try.
Fuck about the outcome. We don't care. Are we going to be a positive or a negative outcome? It's about giving the try. Because the most you try, the most you fail, the more you learn.
One of my favorite quotes from my favorite artist, I have it in my bathroom, have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it. Yes. Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali.
It's true.
That's a good artist. I love him.
Your idea of perfection, like nothing's perfect. You know, even if you look at your neighbor's life or your sister's life, or everything seems so perfect and they have the perfect family and the perfect marriage and... You know, then you find out they don't at all. They argue, they fight, nothing's perfect. It's all a facade. You know, we all want everybody to believe our life is perfect. It's magical. Same as Instagram. You only post super cute photos, good moments. You only post your vacation. So for an outsider, it's like, oh, they have such a perfect life. All you do is travel. It's like, no, I work my ass off. I worked 50 hours last week. I work all the time. I eat like shit. Like all you're seeing is... my great moments. There's nothing perfect.
What you gonna give as advice to the young people now they grow? I'm changing the topic.
I would give them advice.
Duh,
okay,
you
Let's see.
What kind of advice you gonna give them? Like you are 30-year-old already. Somebody,
what? This is nothing.
Somebody seeing you as like your old uncle.
Yeah, but yeah.
Isn't that weird that like 16-year-olds, if you're like, he's 30, they're like, ew, he's so old.
Yeah, what are you going to say about them? I'm dumbest. I'm young. What do you mean? Or what are you going to say to them? What did you learn? Tell them something.
Oh, it's a brainstorm.
I don't know. Do you think you're a much different person than who you were 2 years ago at 28?
A little bit different, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I guess, you know, most people do learn and develop, but I feel like my biggest growth came from 35 to 40 was my biggest growth as far as becoming my own person and understanding myself and really starting to put emphasis on the things that I cared about and that were important to me and that I valued, as opposed to only worrying what other people value of me. I was so worried about perception, people's perception of me, that once I hit 35, I started to focus more on me, on what my perception of myself was. I didn't care so much about my outward appearance, not my appearance, but my projection of myself. It was more about like internal development.
I have more courage now than, let's say, 3 years ago.
Just to do anything? Just to experience
get
life?
Out. If it's not working, get out. Don't be in the loop.
Say no. Say no, I don't want to do that.
That's hard. That's
it
hard
is extremely
do.
Hard, man.
It's hard to
people are addictive.
Set boundaries and to say no and to change course.
Especially if it's your family. You know, how are you going to say no to them? You know?
That's harder for you guys, for Europeans, because you guys are more connected culture and family.
No. Oh, I'm not. I'm different case. That's why I brought the family, actually. Because I was disconnected with the family and I came in the States to reconnect with my father after 20 years.
So he was already here?
Since 93.
Is your father American?
No, he's Bulgarian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He came in the States 93, NYC, Harlem. Mm-hmm. Harlem.
Harlem.
That's, you know, Harlem and Brooklyn? Brooklyn?
Harlem and
those
Brooklyn.
Are Dutch words. And he lived in St. Pete, Tampa.
Oh my gosh, I love St. Pete.
I haven't been there. I've been to Orlando, Miami. But
fun little town, little beach getaway. We went there.
Yeah, we did.
It was really, you should go. It's great.
Okay. Yeah, he's been telling me you should go. He was just there. And then he went to Chicago.
What do you see about the...
Because it was easier to...
Family here in the
get
States.
Get established.
What is the difference between the family in the States and the connection between the kids and the parents and the same with the Bulgaria?
Why would I be the one to tell them? I'm coming from kind of dysfunctional family in a way.
But that doesn't seem typical to me, because it seems like maybe it's just my perception too, or my perspective. Like, well, you're so connected to your family. You guys are like really, really close. I'm close with my family, but different. Like, you care about what your family thinks. Like, you wouldn't make a decision without them. Like, your decision is based on your family's decision.
Is it?
I'm the guy who share a lot. Share good or bad, I'm sharing with them. Like, there is so many kids are ashamed or, I don't know, they're hard to tell to their parents about something. I don't. I tell them everything.
Oh, I was a problem with my mother. Yeah, when I first tried weed or cigarettes, I was 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what's up, Mom?
I told her everything. I told her, Mom, I was smoking with the other guys. I went to school. I had the chuk-chuk.
Chuk-chuk has a newsletter about the porn?
Yeah, we had that. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I'm like, yeah, just so you know. And she's like, well, thank you for telling me, but don't do that anymore. And she's like, so did you like it? I'm like, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. She's like, you were coughing, right? I said, yeah, but then I don't enjoy it. So I don't understand how you enjoy it. She's like, well, you better not continue. So, because you might start enjoying it. I'm like, ah. Not really. I don't smoke cigarettes till this day.
Nice. Do you have siblings?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Wow. And your mom's still back in Bulgaria?
She is now. Yeah. She was never in the States, but we lived in Italy with her.
Wow.
That's other journey.
Did you like Italy?
Oh, I liked it everywhere, to be honest with you. Even when I was a kid, I came here for elementary school in 2001, right after the September stuff.
Okay.
September 11, I came in, I think it was 9th of October 2001 was the first time I landed here. I was a kid. My perception of the States in Chicago was different. I was expecting just high rises and skyscrapers.
What did you
just
see?
Just from like pictures of New York?
Yeah, Manhattan maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just Chicago. No, Chicago too, because he was sending me postal letters and stuff like that.
And you get out here to the burbs and you're like, what the fuck
no,
is
no,
this?
No, 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 no. I'm not a burb guy. We were never living in the burbs. We're from Sofia and we live in Chicago.
Woo-hoo!
Chicago. Okay. No burbs, baby.
He's you know dropping what? Names.
No, no, I better tell him because all of our friends are saying they live in the burbs. I mean, in Chicago. Bro, you live in Rockford.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't like that.
My address is Chicago. Even if the last
look,
three,
I'm
after
not judging
that is
you.
Not
you're all right. You're kind of closer.
Yeah.
You're the on, rest, the border.
The
you're
rest, on the
border. I live in Chicago.
That's what the suburban guys are talking about. Oh, you live in Crime City. I'm like, shut up, man. Suburbs don't even have sidewalks and lights. All you have to do is drive a damn car. Am I right?
Yeah.
Come on. I can walk out the door, go grab some coffee just by walking.
Right.
European style, baby. I am from Sofia. I'm from Europe. They're not. They're American now.
Tell them that, boy.
See?
They've where do lost. You live?
Bah.
I live in the burbs.
No, I live Irving bah. Park.
Okay, you live down. You live in bah. Chicago.
It's the city, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
North Center, and then before that, I was Lakeview.
Okay.
But the north part, so kind of like Ashland.
Yeah.
And after Ashland, you get to, what was the other?
Like up above Wrigley.
Southport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Clark, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. That's a fun area.
I was living for 7 years with my father and the stepmother. And this area is called West Ridge, which is Swedish Covenant Hospital.
Okay.
Closer. So yeah. The park and the river passes by. And I was living there for 7 years. So,
wow.
And, two flat. It's the whole house was theirs. So I was living above them. Yeah. And I was paying rent to my father for whom I worked actually. That's totally.
But you know what though? Are you annoyed that you had to pay rent?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. But good for him for making you pay rent though. How many kids nowadays are privileged and they feel that they don't, everything should be handed to them.
But everything should be individual. You know why? Because
did you pay all the rent?
No. I pay for me. But then again, I work for them. I make them money. For 7 years, I never had a bonus from them. I work for the family business, and they never helped me out.
That's
with
why
anything.
They say don't do business with family.
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah. It took a long time to get out of there.
Okay.
It was poison.
It was a cycle. Poison, okay.
It's poison. Family is poison sometimes.
They can be, for sure.
They can be. So you got to be careful with family. This is what I'm going to tell.
That's it. That's your
young people.
Teenagers.
Your family is poison.
No. Take it easy. Don't be the rebel with the pink hair talk shit to your mommy. Because you.
Yeah, but then they're expressing themselves. Like there's.
Yeah, this is expression, but.
Did you pay,
that's not rebel
did
to
you
me.
Pay rent to your mom when you were a teenager?
I moved out when I was 16.
Because you gave a birth.
Because I gave a birth.
And they kick you out.
You gave a birth?
I gave a birth. He always says that.
You were 16? I had a girl from my class that she gave birth when she was 16.
She gave a birth.
We were 8th grade.
What?
Yeah.
Why 8th grade? That seems so old. I was a sophomore. Do you guys start school later or what?
Okay, so first grade, you're either 6 or 7 years old.
Okay, then we start, we're like 5.
No,
or
that's
six.
Kindergarten. You're not ready mentally for that garbage that they're going to toss at you.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think kids are smarter than we give them credit for. I think kids could start much sooner.
No, they could. Some start earlier, but that's up to the parent.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not a fan of that. Regardless of that, just give them some time.
Our education system sucks. Anyways, I hate the way that we just teach out of a book. I think there should be more, I don't know, hands-on, or it just makes no sense. We teach kids how to pass a test. And then as soon as they pass that test, all that information is gone. They don't remember any part of it. And it's on to memorizing the next thing you have to pass a test for.
I love what you said. You know why? I never believed all these girls that are their family were paying for private school. I mean, private teachers. I thought that's just bougie, just being, not cheesy, being...
Showing
spoiled.
Off. Showing off.
Yeah.
being spoiled, you know, you have just extra money. Your family is supporting you. Oh, she's going to these classes. She's going for the, and I was like, but then one day when my mom went to Italy and I had to live by myself with her friend whom she was working all the time, I was seventh grade and I had to really take care of myself. I had to go to math.
Yeah. Extra and help.
Wow. One-on-one. This is totally different.
Totally different.
It's mentor because she can realize who you are. Because first you got to start off with the personality.
You cannot hide.
No, no. Not only you can't hide, but she will find out what type of personality you are. How is she supposed to just push you harder, or she has to be easy on you? Or there's so many different methods that she can work. And
that's,
she can
just
do
like
that.
Not all kids learn the same.
Nope.
So when you're teaching a group of kids the exact same way, there's other kids that aren't latching on to any of that information because they need something else to stimulate them. It's very individual. Learning is very individual.
I do believe I was deprived of attention, especially when my mom and dad
are missing.
Do you think
that's why you like are extra? Maybe like, no, I'm being serious.
That is a good question, but I'm not psychology. Into the psychology like that, so I'm not sure. It
but
could
maybe
be
there's some part of you that like you like that attention back, because in your early development you don't feel like you got attention. So there's some part of you that's like, you know, you like the attention that you get.
It could be. I believe so, because when I was a kid, I loved attention.
I love Who attention. No,
everyone loves attention, but I wanted it. I always wanted to talk.
Me too.
And my uncle, for example, was fed up. He's like, dude, just can you leave us? Because they're 10 years old, older than us, than me, I mean, elder. And he's like, just can you leave the living room and just do your own thing? Like, you've been talking. Like, problem is, they've been telling me, you're talking like an adult. That's scary. Everyone were saying that. And I'm like,
my dad,
well, maybe because I'm around you all the damn time with your problems and I'm soaking in.
Yeah. Like and you didn't have siblings.
No.
So you were just raised with adults.
My dad was saying, I'll give you $1,000 if we don't talk for an hour.
Yeah.
I never get this money.
It's so annoying when kids just babble on. they called me Chatty Cathy.
Chatty Cathy?
Chatty Cathy.
Chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Okay.
That's from Your Mommy's Podcast, this episode.
A bunch of mishmash.
You guys want to say something else? Say something to the audience. Whatever you want to say. Now is the time. Christian.
Oh, man.
You have...
Off guard again. I don't know. I can talk about a lot of stuff. Music is good.
What about you, Elena?
Have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it.
Your Mom is a Podcast.
Tell your mom I said hi.
Ciao. Bye.